Beyond Our Borders. Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kay Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, it's a mix of where we are at crossroads in history, certainly in many senses, when it comes to Syria and the buzz in your backyard. Whatever you're talking about at the water cooler, we want to talk about it here on America Tonight. You can always throw in your two cents. Have you changed your mind on Syria? According to most of the polls that are out there, people in the United States and people in the UK, some of the other countries that would be aligned with the United States, really not excited about the idea of any kind of a war action against Syria. Is it because we're war weary? Because we just don't want to get involved in another situation in the Middle East, despite the fact that we know some pretty horrific things? What happens to somebody when they are gassed, when they are hit by a chemical weapon like sarin? Sarin, which is colorless, tasteless, and odorless. You can't tell. It is one of the most toxic chemical warfare agents that there is. Once you breathe sarin in, you can die within 1 to 10 minutes if you don't get any kind of a treatment. If you drink it, you can survive up to 18 hours. What happens is your pupils shrink to sort of pinpoint sizes. You foam at the lips. Symptoms include paralysis, loss of consciousness, respiratory failure. That's what happened to those boys and girls, those men and women who were hit by chemical weapons outside of Damascus. If you don't get treatment right away and you don't have an antidote, you're done. Syria is believed to have the biggest arsenal of chemical weapons to date, including sarin and mustard gas, by the way. Where do you stand on the United States waging war against Syria? Ships readied, drones ready to go, Congress a week away from coming back to either approve the idea of war or to deny what the president wants to happen. All hands are on deck right now in D.C., and all sources say this is a layup. It'll pass. There may be some no votes, but in the end, there will be plenty of votes that will make this happen. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, might have been one of the holdouts, but he changed his mind. Here's what he had to say.
This is something that the United States, as a country, needs to do.
All right, there you go. That's what we need to do. He's backing the president. So Republicans and Democrats on board, not all, but enough that there should be enough votes. Where do you stand on Syria? Big news. Earlier in the evening on Tuesday, Ariel Castro, you remember his name, he was the guy who held three women prisoner in his house in Cleveland for about a decade. He committed suicide at the state prison. The guards found him. He hung himself. He wasn't on suicide watch. He was separated from the general population. They were checking him every half an hour. And in between, he hung himself. It was August 1st when he was sentenced to life in prison plus 1,000 years after pleading guilty to imprisoning and raping three women for a decade. So the 53-year-old goes down in history as an incredible monster, but found hanging in his cell 9:20 Eastern Time on Tuesday, where he was being held at the correctional facility. Excuse me, it was July when he was sentenced to life. So they tried CPR. They took him to the Ohio State University Medical Center, but it was too late. It was just a formality. They pronounced him dead there. And you remember what a nightmare it was, because we heard all the details between 2002, 2004, when they were 14, 16, and 20 years old. He lured them in to his car and then kept them prisoner in his house, even fathered a child. The three women's names, Amanda Berry, Gina De Jesus, and Michelle Knight, escaped May 6th after Amanda Berry broke through a storm door and screamed for help while Castro was out of the house. And that's when they caught him. None of the neighbors knew. They were shocked, couldn't believe it. Two were so scared of Castro that they held themselves back, even when the cops started to swarm the house. But then they realized they were free and screamed, "You saved us, you saved us." Then all three wanted to be there in court, which they were there on video, and were able to have their say. So the Cleveland kidnapper, who was confronted by one of the survivors, Michelle Knight, now goes to his grave. Some say he fit the profile of the psychopathic disorders what he had, and they were actually hoping to convince him to let them study his brain for clues that could be used to stop other sick predators. But it's not to be. The last thing I can remember reading that Castro said at his sentencing was, "I'm not a violent person. I simply kept them there without being able to leave." While Michelle Knight said, "I spent 11 years in hell," and said, "Your hell is just beginning," who knew that it would be a short, short stay in prison? I'm sure there'll be tons of reaction to Ariel Castro. Pretty shocking. Especially since he was separated and they were constantly doing circles every half hour, checking on him. And somewhere in between, that's when that happened. But it's official. So Syria, Ariel Castro, and a slew of other things that we're going to talk about coming up here in this hour of America tonight. In our next segment, we're going to talk with Andrew Szabo for another Peel Back the Onion from his point of view and mine. As we go deeper on Syria, what's happening here? Is the administration doing the right thing? What does it look like ultimately we're going to do? And what about the rest of the world? You have to assume that that cachet of chemical weapons that I described and what happens to you has absolutely been hidden. It's been moved because it's clear that there is a chance of some missile attacks, and what will it mean if we lob missiles into abandoned buildings in Syria? Stay with us. We're flipping to the B-side. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Tonight, each and every week, we peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo, the marketing chef. He is a professional speaker. He is a positioning and branding and messaging strategist. And boy, talk about needing a message and a strategy and everything else in between. We certainly have seen this in a lot of different aspects with what's happening with the situation in Syria. Andrew, how are you?
Excellent. Good evening.
You know, now it's about positioning for this vote in Congress. So first off, was it smart for the president to get the to try to win over the approval of Congress, which the full Congress, the House, and of course the Senate, they're on break. They come back the 9th, but to try to work behind the scenes to get the positive vote, the backup on this war with Syria that he's looking for, was that a smart move?
Yeah, I think it definitely was a smart move, and I think because one of the issues that we're facing here is the UN is clearly not backing this. So the UN chief, and again, reaffirmed it today. And although they're saying, yes, any faction found to have used chemical weapons must be brought to justice, were the words of the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon stated today. But what does that mean? You know, and we've seen the UN has been less and less without real teeth. So it doesn't sound like they're really supporting it. They're just saying some vague comments about not to be brought to justice. How do you bring somebody to justice without actually any intervention? There's a bit of an anomaly there. So, given that, and in fact, some people are saying that, without the UN, backing, then potentially, this is an illegal, move. Therefore, the president, I think, is wise getting congressional support. And this is one time he's actually done, I think, a good job. So far, so good in terms of getting support. Obviously, Speaker Boehner has supported Pelosi. It's amazing to see the two of them on the same side of an issue for once.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was a smart move on his part. You know, it would be catastrophic, I think, if, in a sense, if I were the person behind the president selling this, if it blew up and he doesn't get that approval, I think in some senses, politically, it's catastrophic. But I don't think that's going to happen now because you've got the big boys playing. I think there's going to be enough persuasion that even if the vote's close in either chamber, I think that the approval is there, don't you?
Yeah, because there's really two levels of reasons why one should intervene. You know, on the one hand, you have the humanitarian case to be made. It's now estimated, the latest estimate I saw was now 2 million refugees. It's now surpassed the 2 million mark. That was reported a few hours ago. And so that's one case. And then the other case of why we should be intervening, obviously beyond the humanitarian aspect and the fact that you've got this ruthless leader that is using chemical weapons, that seems to have now been proved beyond a shadow of a doubt. And Kerry said this is not even, you know, says that, I'm sorry, this is not Iraq. We do have, you know, valid evidence. We've got the proof, I think were his words earlier on. But the third aspect is we can't be, the U.S. can't be perceived as being weak. I mean, we drew a line in the sand. And as we talked about last week, I think a number of our enemies are watching very closely. So the fact that we have been, in several occasions now in the last 6 months, people have, other countries have flown in the face of the United States and have thumbed their noses at us. And if you get some other ruthless dictators watching that, saying, oh, well, the U.S. can say one thing, but they're really nothing more than a paper tiger, they won't take retaliation. At this point, I think it's more dangerous not to act. I think that would definitely harm our interests in the long range. But
yeah.
There's another story here if we peel back the onion. I mean, because you've got a dichotomy here, and I'm sure you've seen this, Kate. And the fact is, it seems like we're winning over support politically between both parties, but the country is not behind us.
No. Uh-uh.
Now, why do you think that is?
Well, I think because, number one, there's a couple reasons. One, because we're war-weary. Two, because of ultimately what they see as the same old, same old. In other words, so you take this, you say you're going in and you lob some missiles at Assad. I really think, to me, it ends up being like a slap to Assad to back off. But it doesn't change what's going on in Syria. And the third thing is I think people don't care. I think other people, especially younger people, are not attached to any of this, and they're not paying close attention. And so Syria is far away, and they're not worried about if there would be any kind of a repercussion in the United States. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with those three points. And let's go back, especially the third one. I've been thinking about this over the last day. Why don't people care? And I think this comes back to a problem that has been growing in this country, and that is really a lack of understanding of geopolitical issues.
Yep.
If you ask, I'm sure if you pointed out on a map, where is Syria? What countries border Syria? Who are the allies of Syria? Why is Syria important in the geopolitical spectrum, what's going on in the Middle East? We're not teaching this in our schools. I think, you know, as we peel back the onion, that's the fundamental problem. People are not, they are somewhat war-weary, but we are prepared to do the right thing in the right circumstance, okay? Even after the First World War, America went into a period of isolation. They said, never again. We're not going to enter a world war like we did after the First World War. But they had a better understanding of what was going on geopolitically, and they got involved in the Second World War. You had a ruthless leader, Hitler, and eventually, I mean, they did drag their feet for a while, but eventually they entered the war, of course, when their interests were attacked. But they also entered, it wasn't just on the in the Asian theater. Of course, they also entered the European theater as well at that point, because there was, I think, a greater understanding of the interests of America is tied to Europe. There are interests that we now have. We live in a global economy. We're interconnected. We can't just ignore other countries anymore, whether it's in Europe or the Middle East, and I think increasingly in Africa. We can't stand by, because ultimately our interests will be undermined. So if we don't understand what's going on, we're not teaching this in the schools, and people just don't care. And
I agree.
Part of the problem.
Yeah, the you know, it's a huge part of the problem, because many Americans who, let's say I use the phrase, they're coming of age in the past two decades or the last 25 years or so, they've grown up in a different world where they see stability and prosperity on this soil, and it's boom, it's kind of, you know, taken for granted. They don't realize what's hanging in the balance at all. And then American stewardship, as you were saying it, of the Cold War depended not only on just the presidents and whatnot, but it also depended on a few other factors, you know, too, as well. And it included what the view was in the United States and how, certainly, and how it was being sold. And now we live in, you know, what you're saying is the issues are so complex and there's nobody's really teaching this. So tweets and Facebook posts and all that kind of stuff, that just doesn't make sense to any of the people who are relying on social media. It's not explained. They don't get it.
So you can't explain this in 140 characters.
No.
And you've got to look at it in the context of history, of politics. I mean, you and I grew up in the era of the Cold War. We knew who the enemy was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We knew who's on whose side. We knew who our allies were, and we knew who were allied against our enemies. I think that has become really murky now, because we also, here's the other problem, is we're now living in an era of tolerance and political correctness where, well, that whole idea that somebody can be our, no, we want everybody to be our friend. That's a very naive perspective, because that's not how the rest of the world looks at us. Okay. There's some who view us as a friend, a potential friend, and an ally, and there are those who view us as the enemy who is seeking to destroy us. And to be naive and pretend that's not happening is ultimately very serious to our interests, because if people don't know who the enemy is, then you're going to get destroyed. I mean, it's one of the first rules of military strategy. You've got to know who the enemy is, and we don't teach that. Again, we ignore those things. We try and be politically correct, and unfortunately that has actually backfired, because that political correctness and tolerance to everything means you're actually going to be tolerating terrorism. You're going to tolerate a point of view that's seeking to destroy us, and that leads to apathy and appeasement, which has been our foreign policy for the last 6-7 years, and it hasn't worked.
Yeah, scary. Tolerating terrorism. Wow. All right, Peeling Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. Great job. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you, Kate. Well, it's a delight as always.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo, And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
How about this? Yosemite National Park. Now the fire has been contained up to 80%. Woohoo, that is good news. Remember, 4,000 firemen were called in to fight this sucker, and it was unbelievable. It goes down in the history of California fires as one of the top five all time. It's called the Rim Fire. It started back on August 17th, and it hit 368 miles. Or over 200,000 acres. So in modern California history, it goes down in the books as one of the biggest. Luckily, nobody killed or hurt in this thing. There were some struggles with evacuation, but they were able to convince enough people to evacuate in some of the nastier areas. As I've talked about this before, having been in many fires as far as covering them, I've seen what happens, especially in California, with the Santa Ana winds, where they can suddenly change, and all of a sudden, you're ripped up into the middle of it. So it actually threatened about 4,500 houses, give or take. And luckily, many of those are still intact. 11 houses, that's it, that have burned down, according to what they have statistically with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. So, again, that's great news given how awful this fire was and how long they have been chasing this thing. This may be one of the crazier stories. Every once in a while, you know, you're driving around, you're listening to me on lots of different stations across America, and you hear about this plane that has landed in the middle of the road somewhere. Well, we just had another one of those. And it happened Labor Day. People were driving home, Route 50, is a horrific road jammed with traffic, Prince George County in Maryland, and people were stuck for more hours on the freeway because a small airplane crashed right near the road, injuring all three people on board the plane. It was just a single-engine plane that took off, they say, from a freeway airport, and the drivers that were on 50 all of a sudden look up, and they can see this plane crashing into the trees and then ultimately slamming into the road. And it came across all the lanes, which is amazing that there weren't more casualties in this thing. So they had to shut the freeway down. They had to get the helicopters in to pick up the people. All three were still in the plane when the first responders got there. Drivers were trying to help them, which is great. They jumped out of their cars and tried to help. It's so amazing that nobody was hurt on the ground, especially it's such a main artery. I have been stuck on it, as probably many of you have, it going in and out of D.C. What a miracle it is that there weren't people that just plowed across into their, you know, into their cars. It's just pure luck, really, that it happened that way. So all three still in the hospital, and so far nobody dead from that crazy plane crash. All right, moving along on this version, anyway, of We Can Count. Couple of different things, including this. I talked about going back east and now some of the things that have happened in the wake of Superstorm Sandy, where people have to decide to push their houses up, to lift them up, or get out. Basically meaning if they don't lift the houses up and pay the insurance and something happens, they're not going to get any money anywhere. And if they want to have their house covered, they have to pay a lot for insurance. I talked to a bunch of people about that. Up to $20,000 a year for flood insurance in some cases. So then you have to decide, are you going to rebuild or not? The new federal flood maps that were released back in June showed 68,000 structures in New York City and thousands in New Jersey that were in flood zones. They changed the flood zones. So that affects the homeowner. All of a sudden, they were hardly paying anything as far as floods were concerned, and now they're paying up to $20,000. So in some cases, they can't do it. They have to decide, I'm not going to rebuild here because I can't afford it, or I'm going to take my chance and not have that insurance. But the problem is that they have these new requirements, so you have to comply in so many of these cases, like in Tom's River. So people have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in certainly in the equity in their houses, and now with these new maps, and the region's maps are expected to become final because they have a public comment period, and people are hoping that this will change some things. The maps are expected to become final by mid-2015, so those insurance premiums would kick in then. So what happened before, as I said, it used to be that it would be a couple hundred dollars, and some people still may fall into that lucky range in a way of a few hundred dollars, but most of them will now pay $10,000 and up to $20,000. And it'll just be up to what the maps say and what they ultimately decide the insurance has to be. And, wow, that's crazy. And this all because of, this is all because of Sandy. Because in those areas, they may have had some violent storms occasionally, but they hadn't had certainly anything like what they saw with that storm, and that storm changed so many people's lives in a lot of different directions, and absolutely that would be stunning when you had to all of a sudden scrape together that money. The retirees and other people on fixed incomes, that's a depressing thing to try to figure out, and especially when you're also rebuilding parts of your house. So then it's the question of rebuilding and then the insurance that you're going to have to pay and, you know, all that stuff in between, which is, wow, which is absolutely crazy. But there's no way around that because of the amounts of claims already that have been filed. All right, Dunkin' Donuts comes out with a mea culpa. It's interesting. This made huge news. I think we talked about it briefly on the show, but there was an ad in Thailand that had a woman that was just in blackface, and it was caused controversy, not just in the U.S., but internationally. Some people were furious. It's a marketing campaign for chocolate donuts, and it showed a Thai woman with black hair. She had blackface makeup and very pink, bright lipstick, and she was holding a black donut. And so the ad campaign said, Human Rights Watch, or the ad campaign said, Dunkin' Donuts, charcoal donut. That's what it was. So people came out and said things that it was bizarre, it was racist, that they think they have to color a woman's skin black and then accentuate the lips and all that other stuff. So Dunkin' Donuts got the message loud and clear, and they decided, oop, we better take this down. And so because this was in Thailand, they apologized, said, we're sorry about it. We're working with our franchisees because they're the ones who had the campaign. The CEO of Dunkin' Donuts Thailand didn't find any fault with the ad and said, we're not allowed to use black paint to promote our donuts. What if the product was white and I painted someone white? Would that be racist? And the CEO in Thailand said, not everybody is paranoid about racism, and said, you know, her own teenage daughter, so this was the CEO of Dunkin' Donuts in Thailand, said her own teenage daughter is the model in the photo. Go figure. When she put it together, she had no idea that it would end up making huge international news. What I want to know is she selling donuts, or if people boycotted the stores, and I'm going to bet that they're selling those charcoal donuts just fine, and they're not having any problems with that in Thailand anyway. I can't imagine. And that's really where it aired. It didn't air anywhere else, but got coverage because it started to get talked about. So then everybody in the U.S. and other places where Dunkin' Donuts were sold saw the ad in the end. So there you go. You know, nobody was seeing it before, but then they ended up seeing it because of all of the controversy and people talking about it. It was splashed all over the place. So, you know, how about that? Moving on to our last week in count. Remember, it's always about the numbers. And plus, if you have anything with great numbers in it or something that just blows you away, send it to me. Send it to americatonight.net and tell me what the number is. How about this one? A man is claiming that he drove around Manhattan in 24 minutes. I've probably driven in and around Manhattan, gosh, I don't know, maybe 1,000 times. I don't know how he did that. He said he did it in under 25 minutes. It's a 26.5-mile loop, and he said he did it August 26th in his BMW. He posted the video on YouTube. He had a fake channel name, Afro Duck Production. The car was clocked covering that distance in 24 minutes and 7 seconds. He started the trip at the intersection of FDR Drive, which runs along the east side of Manhattan, and 116th Street. The car drives south along the FDR before heading back up to the West Side Highway and turning east at the George Washington Bridge. He says he made the time despite having to stop at 6 red lights. The New York City Police Department is not very thrilled about it. See, everybody wants to show and tell. They have to put it on YouTube. So they're still trying to track the driver down. Wow. When we come back, the Daily Salute and some other odds and ends.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Honey, what have you done? Oh, girl, it's the sound of my gun. Oh, girl, honey, what have you done? Oh, girl, it's the sound of my gun.
I don't know what it is, but I have a wild fascination with alligators, and alligators are the daily salute. We like our friends in Mississippi, and we know we have a lot of listeners in the great state of Mississippi. There are two record-setting heavyweight alligators that were killed by hunters in Mississippi this past weekend, just 3 days into the start of the official gator hunting season. Anybody out there ever hunt a gator? What is that like? So one was 13 feet and 6.5 inches long, weighed 727 pounds. They say when they finally got an arrow in the gator, it took about 2 hours to get him up close to the boat, and then they had to get him high enough and pull him in, and it took altogether 4.5 hours from the time they first saw him to catching him. The other gator was caught by another hunter, and this gator was a male and was 13 feet, 5.5 inches, weighed 723.5 pounds, and the same thing. It was, you know, all about wrestling the gator into the boat and, you know, whatnot. It's interesting because it was once considered an endangered species, which I didn't know. The American alligator population bounced back. It's in the last couple of decades and has been and was delisted in 1987. But at one point, there were problems with too much of hunting of alligators. How many people have ever eaten gator? Did you ever catch a gator? Did you ever eat a gator? And wow, it's crazy that they just grew this big. That many, over 700 pounds. So I'm going to say to all the manly men who caught those gators, like in the Big Black River near the Mississippi in Claiborne County, bravo to you. You get the daily salute for your tenacity and your patience. Oh, yeah. That's probably good eating. And since the American alligators were taken off the endangered species list, you can hunt them now. I guess you couldn't hunt them for a time. And there are some that have tags. You know, they what they do is it's like the whole deer hunting season. They have a certain number of tags a year that they can apply for. That's how it works. And, you know, like I said, it's good eating. And they can be used for other things, too. I mean, it's crazy. This is radio, but if you see the picture of it, it looks fake almost. Both of them look fake. Scary. Matt, would you ever consider hunting an alligator?
Not a chance.
Those jaws.
I don't like swamps either.
I don't either. They frighten me. Who knows what's underneath the water? I don't know how people do that. It's like those people, I forget what it's called, where they jump into the water and they wrestle the giant fish.
Noodling.
Yes, noodling. It's catfish, isn't it? Giant catfish or something. I don't know how they...
I think it is. Not 100% sure, but I'm pretty... Yeah, I think it is catfish.
I mean, it's wild to see it. There's no question. But I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they have... I don't know if guts is the right word. They just don't seem fearless. And it's the same thing with gators. You'll see some of these people that'll jump in and they'll just wrestle the gator. And they're not worried. They're not worried about being bitten or whatever. I mean, I guess that's how you have to be. So it's a whole different breed, I suppose, if you're able to wrestle a gator and feel pretty confident about it. I would have to say that I would have to get my confidence up big time before I attempted such a feat, especially if I saw one that was 700 pounds. And they're always in these little skiff boats. The alligator could just smash right through the boat, but that's what you have to be in. It's kind of wild. So that's why you get the daily salute, guys. And like I said, for that patience to sit there and wait, be in the swamp, wait, or in the river, and that right moment, and then to be able to get the gator in the boat and do what you have to do. Bravo. Bravo for doing that. And then I got to think, if you like gator meat, whew, then you've got, like I said, a lot of it on your hands, which can be a good thing. Because you can have a big party with that gator. Or maybe some people use, the gator for other things. I'm thinking of like purses, things that gators are used in, gator boots. Usually they cost a pretty penny. And if somebody had a gator like that, I would kind of think that you could sell it off or something. So people are curious about Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman going to North Korea says he's not going to use the dictator's friendship to help the American missionary, which is so crazy. Because if he's hanging out with them, he's not going to ask him a question. Really? He landed Tuesday in North Korea, Rodman did. He's going to hang out with Kim Jong-un. He says he's going to have a good time, play, maybe try to bridge some cultural gaps. And he was greeted at the airport by a huge committee of people, including the vice chairman of North Korea's Olympic Committee. And this was just days after Pyongyang rejected a visit by a U.S. envoy who wanted to bring home Kenneth Bae, who's that missionary who's been jailed there. They called off the visit because they said the U.S. had ruined the atmosphere for talks by holding a drill over South Korea with nuclear capable B-52 bombers, so they didn't want to do it. And yeah, it's crazy. Unless all of a sudden, I don't know, Dennis Rodman could fool you. Maybe he ends up hauling him back, but that would be wild because he's saying no. He's not going to try to negotiate. And, you know, Rodman met him for the first time during a visit in February promoting basketball and making a film. And now there he is back again. And this is in the middle of UN sanctions and, you know, everything else that's gone on. And they're trying to get this guy loose. Last time out, when Americans have been detained in North Korea, you had Bill Clinton who flew to the rescue. And this time so far, it's been no, no, and no. You got to think that Kenneth Bay guy, you're in custody in North Korea. Are you kidding me? I personally can't imagine. Well, I can't imagine worse things, but it would be pretty high on my list, especially with the hard labor that they will put some of these people through. And you have to think that he's being treated to that kind of. He's being treated to that kind of a welcome in a situation where he's being held captive. If it holds true to form, things that have happened certainly in the past. So how about that? A couple of other quick things. We've been talking about Syria, as we just did here on the show. Israel and the U.S. conducted a joint missile test over the Mediterranean on Tuesday. Just kind of flexing muscles, military prowess kind of deal. And this is with the president trying to get congressional support for the strikes against Assad. I've said it a zillion times, but I'll say it again. Congress is not back until September 9th. So this is kind of laying the groundwork ahead of time in hopes of making it a smoother, easier way to make, you know, to pave this from happening the way Obama wants it to go down and getting the backup from Congress. And it looks as though he's probably going to get that, even if there are some naysayers and the votes probably are not unanimous across the board in the House or the Senate at all. But as long as they have enough votes, then he can say he had the blessing of a bipartisan Congress in both chambers. If you have any thoughts on the show, you can always send them to me. You know the road. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening once again to this hour of ATN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.